Dutch Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, Dutch Body Radio. You need to tune in to Dutch Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, Dutch Body Radio.
Life after dust, dust, Dutch Body Radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. It's another beautiful, beautiful Monday on the show. You know how to do it. It's the Hot After Dust Mondays. Bring you some of the hot news, hot music, hot interviews, and, of course, a little bit of hot mess in between. So, man, definitely wanted to thank everybody for tuning in, as you usually do, showing love. And to all the new listeners listening in, definitely welcome to the show. That it's crazy. You get a little bit of everything right here in one spot. So I definitely can't wait for today's show. We got a very special guest in the building who will actually be performing this Friday at the Summer Cool Down event, the Indoor Beach Party in Louisville, Texas, which you can catch yours truly, DJ and JL Angels, our model group that will be hosting it. So definitely can't wait. A lot of great things coming out of that, and I'm just excited. I'm very, 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 very excited to see it all just unravel. All right, so kind of going into some of the hot news, the hot mess for today, as far as what's going on. Oh my God, just looking at some of this craziness. Like I got a chance to look at a little bit of the freaking reunion. Part two. I didn't see part one, but I saw part of part two. Saw parts of part two, and wow. One thing that stood out to me right away was K. Michelle's ass. Like, y'all know how I go in about it all the time. I wrote magazine articles about it, this, that, and the other, about the overdoing of, you know, body alterations. It's one thing, you know, as far as like tattoos and stuff. That's one thing, you know. You necessarily doing more art stuff to me personally. It's more arty. But when you have to sit here and you continually, I mean, when it gets to the point where it doesn't even look natural anymore, like, isn't, I thought the point of it was, yes, you wanted to be bigger. But you don't want it to look astronomically fake. As far as that going, K. Michelle's ass is just crazy, man. Like looking at it, and you know, just, and then some people that are listening, you know, if that's how you do, you know, definitely want to get your opinions on that. And the people that's on the other side of the spectrum are against it, want to get your opinions. And as far as me personally, you know, everybody's body is their own. But the thing is, you can't get mad when somebody says something about it. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you're a quote-unquote real person, then everything, and you say that everything, I keep it 100. How can you keep it 100 when you do that, you know, every time? I mean, she already had ass shots from, you know, in the first season. And then the second season, she decided to take it to the next level of craziness. And in that performance that she did, I love the song. You know, I like VSOP, but I do not like her ASS, which is crazy, man. Like, I looked at it, it was like, especially the white, you know, white, black tends to make something a little slimmer, but white makes things stand out. And she had all this white on, and you can see this stand out, like, it just looked fake. And to me, I don't understand. Ladies, y'all got to explain this to me, how that looks cute at all. You know, where in y'all mind, you know, well, you know, doing it because, you know, this is how I feel. It's my body. I can do what I want to do with it. Like, honestly, please tell me what goes in your mind, because I'm sorry. I'm one of them dudes. Do I like butts more than I like everything? Am I more of an ass man than everything else? Yes, but I like, my thing is about shape. It's not about size. It's about shape. And if it's natural, then I like it. It ain't got to be huge. And it don't got to be, and if it's small, it's cool. If it's huge, it's cool. The between is cool. As long as it's natural, man, that's all right. That's all I say, man. Like, really, like, yeah, don't try to tell me, well, you're trying to get more attention, because, you know, you're complaining all the time about not getting, you know, she was complaining about man troubles, and y'all seen when we talked about some of the stuff on here, media takeout, where her NBA boyfriend decided he didn't want anything to do with her anymore once he hit it and quit it. And the thing is, you can't get mad, because it's really, at the end of the day, you're attracting only to that area that, hey, well, I'm going to keep arguing in my ass because I don't feel that no one's really showing me any love, or I'm not getting love. You know, I wasn't the first one. Wasn't that cool? You know, when somebody see you, we'll see you. RC, was good, it was good. And, I mean, y'all know this is one of my favorite words to say in the show. And I'm just appalled to see it. And I know I spent so much time talking about it, but it's a thing. It's bigger than K. Michelle. K. Michelle just happened to bring his reactivated more and more into my head. So at the end of the day, wow. Y'all really got to fill me in on how this makes any freaking sense. Okay, so going into some other big news. You know, one of the people who tends to come to my news quite a bit, in which this story, am I surprised? No, I'm not really surprised. She's kind of already shown signs of doing that all the time, but some of the stuff she's done already, this, that, and the other. But Brianna, apparently, you know, they want to date up with that. She's no longer dating men, but I don't really think that's necessarily the case. I think she's still dating men, but right now she's just interested in women. You know, people do that. They play this game and they say that, you know, y'all, just because all of a sudden they start talking to the same sex, they think that's all they talk to. Some people, that's the case, but you can't just make that inference, because sometimes you feel people like Mounds are like Mounds and I'm a Joy. Sometimes they feel like a nut, sometimes they don't. And in this case, she did feel like a nut. She was on her Mounds, and apparently Rihanna is now dating a woman and has a picture of her seen kissing her girlfriend, who was a butcher's blonde. So you can see a picture of a kissing a blonde, the girlfriend, in which, I mean, I'm looking at these pictures, and is it really as outrageous as they make it seem? No, it just looks flirty and whatever. They're like a new girlfriend. I mean, and this is Debbie Cola, for those of y'all that knows about her, Miss Debbie Cola. And I don't know. I'm just trying to put it together that, you know, do I mean that we look at the pictures and this, that, and the other, but does that necessarily mean they're dating? I don't necessarily think that. And I don't necessarily think she's out the market for men, so whatever. You know, when Rihanna comes out and says that, then I believe it. That's one of the ones I got to believe, because people, so that says some people times they feel like a nut, sometimes they don't. And in this case, she just don't feel like a nut right now. So that it is what it is. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to play this quick track. This is one of our first track for the day is by our featured guest of the day, my boy JBJ. This is a oldie but goodie they put out in 2011, which is still getting a lot of love. People are still making dance videos to it, this, that, and the other. This is Swing by my boy JBJ. We'll be back.
Gon' work your chest,
work your chest,
keep it down low,
keep it down low.
Like the cabbage patch, gon' work your elbow,
work your elbow.
Gon' bend your back,
bend your back,
hit 'em with the
lean, hit 'em with the
lean. Leave your bat then swing,
batter swing.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the dust spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddy J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Shout out to my girl, Entice Diamante from TV3 Radio, showing love. That's how we do it. I was from Canada, and definitely appreciate that shout out. Man, that was, and that track you just heard was JBJ, and that was Swing by him, who will be on the show in just a moment. But while we're waiting on, man, we got another story, another crazy story. Now, in this case, man, sometimes I'd be like, man, some of these paparazzi, man, I just think they just be horny as hell. So they just be taking the pictures they take and they get. I mean, how do you catch this picture unless you were just being just a perv? Like, you had to be really watching that hard. So, in this case, this story has to deal with my girl Mary J. Blige, who accidentally exposes her ass, not like real crazy as you think it sounds. But she has been exposed to ass and her bikini bottom was tending to fall off a little bit while she was sunbathing with the girls. And, man, apparently, you know, she was fixing her bottoms fell down a little bit, so she had to pull it back up. Now you can see the top of her crack. It wasn't crazy as they were making it sound. I mean, look at the pictures. It's not, like, real crazy. And she had to pull them back up. But, no, it's not as bad as they made. It's not as bad as you try to make it sound like. Hey, a little bit of crack show for a quick second. It went back up. It wasn't, like, you know, too hot for TV. But shout out to my girl, Major Fly. She definitely looks natural. And, heck, what you see is what you get. That's what I like, man. We take Michelle and take some notes. You want to be like Mary, keep it natural, and cut that little nonsense you got going on over there out. All right, so I think, man, we got somebody, the special guest in the building, if I'm not mistaken. This got to be my boy, JBJ. Am I right?
Yes, sir. What's good?
Welcome to the show, man. Appreciate having you, man.
No problem, man. I appreciate the opportunity.
You know, you're making a lot of big moves. I mean, shoot, not only just including this your video, but between the other videos, I mean, you're racking up the views on YouTube, man. You're definitely getting the love. And it's a lot of the college crowd, which is, I was telling people, when you get the college crowd, that's a good way to market yourself, especially when you got them really going on a hard borrow campaign. So, you know, definitely got to tip my hat off to you on that.
Yeah, the college crowds, you know, the teenagers, the club scene, that's really where a lot of the music is really going towards right now. So, if you have the college and, you know, the club scene behind you and, you know, certain fan bases, then you're heading in the right direction.
Well, definitely. You know what I mean? And the stuff you have, you know, because yeah, that's going to be one thing if you're going to talk about, because I can't, you know, I always love exposing when people have something to say about that kind of stuff, but we'll get to that topic in a second with you. But first, you know, two things we got to know off the bat. First, the name JBJ, where did that come from, and what led you to get into music?
The name JBJ, we was actually a group, you know, four brothers. We formed a group called JBJ. It actually stood for all our stage names, and, you know, sadly, we all went our separate ways. I still kept the name, but instead of it standing for everybody's name, it stands for just being J. Cole, which just meaning, you know, I'm just being myself, my music, you know what I'm saying, it's me. You know, it's nobody else's style, it's my style.
Okay, I like that, just being J. Cole. All right, so I like when people are creative with it, man. It's like, it's not nothing crazy, it's something cool and, like, positive, just being. All right, see, now I know the background of it. It just made the name, like, that much more standing out to me now. And, you know, that being said, you know, you kind of let us know a little bit about, you know, you were actually in a group before. You know, kind of give us a little more background of how you got started and then, you know, slowly how you got to this point now.
Okay. As a little kid, I grew up, you know, listening to music. I used to sing and stuff with my mama friends. You know, they used to pay me a little money here and there just to sing for them. And as I grew older, the music grew on me. And, like, middle school, that's when me and, you know, my real closest brother, Jeff, we was those dudes that was just freestyling all the time, you know, making beats on the table with the brush and pencil and stuff. And we was actually nominated when we was older. They said we would become rappers. Like, ever since then, me and Jeff, we've been sticking together, and we just been chasing our dreams, doing whatever we can to make it. And so that's how that came about. And you know, we really have a good team behind us. And, you know, Jeff, he does gospel music now. You know, I write sometimes with him on some gospel tracks. And our producer, you know, we have a producer and our DJ, DJ Husky, you know, that's our big brother, our mentors as well. You know, they made it actually before we did. You know, they was on BET already. So, you know, we looking up to these guys like, man, you know, they from the same place we from. If they can do it, you know what I'm saying, we can do it too. And so like, we steady chase. We chased our dreams. I mean, now we here. You know, we still got a lot more work to do. You know, the grind don't stop.
Definitely. You know, I've been keeping some of the moves y'all been making, you know, especially been talking to your girl, Taylor, you know, keeping up, she been keeping me up with us, we going over y'all. You know, right now, y'all been making some big moves back and forth from Houston, Dallas, and even ATL now, too?
Yeah, we've been going here and there. I think, like, the live show that I would say in Pensacola, Florida, you know, with JU Promotions and stuff. Shout out to them because they held me down ever since I started, you know, doing my music and stuff. And so, you know, we've been making moves here and there, but hopefully the future holds more, you know, bigger moves and, you know, we steady work.
Now, as far as being an independent artist and whatnot, you know, how do you feel? Because, you know, a lot of people, like, they like to wait till a person gets big to get in the bandwagon. Personally, me, I like hearing new music. I have my mind just always my adventure, wanting to hear new stuff all the time. It's just crazy. So, what's not on the radio, might not always be what I'm trying to hear. I need to hear stuff that I can hear everywhere else, too. And how was it, you know, being an independent artist where you're not necessarily major yet? You know, how has that impacted you really going as hard as you're going and still making some of the same moves that said to say that, you know, you can look at some people who got big budgets, like huge budgets, and you doing bigger moves than they are? How was it, you know, how was that possible? And, you know, how do you find the inspiration in making that happen?
I would really have to say, really, the fans is a big inspiration. And is this, I mean, at times, it still amazes me how far, you know, the music has came along for, you know, me and, you know, the group that we was in. Is this, like, the first single Swing, like, it blew up worldwide, you know, after one of the videos was on World Star Hip Hop with White Boy Chris dancing to it. Mm-hmm. And so the song has been real catchy to all generations, you know, different races. It's just amazing, you know, and it makes me humble myself. And then, you know, when fans reply back and they say, you know, we appreciate the music you make, is just a big inspiration. It makes me want to keep going, and is really overwhelming. And so I'm really kind of lost for words, because even this interview right now is this is another inspiration I'm gonna take to make me work harder and do more, so moments like this can happen over and over again.
Right, because like I told, like I was telling people. For those of y'all, you know, that's trying to figure out, it's trying to, you know, trying to read them and figure out, all right, man, just how many, give us an estimate how many views. Yeah, I'm adding, and we're adding all the dance videos. This is a few of the dance videos. You just add the first two pages on YouTube, a lot of people dancing the song and whatnot, and the views, over a million views, people. I can go look at some major artist stuff. They got a big budget behind it, and I'm not seeing that. So, just saying. I mean, it's just, and that goes into the thing, because people are dancing, and that was going to be the big question I want to ask you right now, man, which is, you know, what people, No, because people always want to downplay when there's dance music, and especially, I don't know what it is that they got this arrow they want to shoot at, you know, the DF Dub for doing it. But, you know, do you feel that dance music is needed in the industry? Because some people always think that we need to have everything got to be slanging in the kitchen. You know, everybody got to be dying. We got somebody dying, this, that, and the other. But do you feel that in order to keep a balance in the industry, we need some dance music?
Yeah, dance music will always be needed, you know, because there will always be clubs. And it's like our producers, I have, you know, different producers, and they all say the same thing. You know, this is the type of music that needs to be made because everybody wants to do the same thing. They want to rap like Lil Wayne. They want to rap like, you know, Young Jeezy and stuff. And it kind of gets boring, you know, when everybody's trying to do the same stuff. So, yeah, like dance music, when the dance era came out, when ATL was doing it, you know, everybody was real hype. It was hype. Then, you know, when Dallas, you know, started doing their thing with it, it was still hype. Like, any old dance song can come on right now in a club, and that club is going to be rocking. You know, any event is going to rock. And so I really feel like, yeah, dance music, it is needed in the music industry because you don't want everything to sound the same.
Right. I'm sorry. Some of us ain't depressed all day, every day. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just not sitting around here depressed all the time. So, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You make a heavy point. I'm a person, I like to dance. So stuff like swing be getting me live. And I'm about to put out there because when I put on Miss Snicker for the first time in the club, the reaction I got, and you see, because the thing is, yes, when you go, you play some new stuff, people like, it don't matter what kind of song you get, the dance music that you get either. It don't matter what, it could be a good dance song. Sometimes it's don't move people. But the reaction I saw from the club was, okay, I'm playing this again. I'm like, I'm playing, and this is before I even, I know, Lightning Rose, even in the transition of booking, I had did it, and I was like, I'm looking, and I'm like, hold on, let me find out. These girls got out of nowhere and started getting crunk. People was like jigging and stuff, and they was feeling it. So, and the Snickers is your new track, you know, kind of, you know, I want to kind of get into the anatomy of both of those tracks. First, tell us a little bit about Swing, you know, all the inspiration behind that track, and then with Miss Snicker, kind of tell us about that, too.
Well, Swing started off, I had a verse that was in another song that we had in a group, and it was called All My Ladies. And so in the verse, I was like, I think I'm at a game because she likes to swing a hip. She got me singing swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, dip. And so everybody looked at each other and like, man, that's catchy, you know, like we should probably kind of make a song out of it. And so we could never come up with anything. And, you know, that's when Frankie was hot at the same time. And one of my producers, his name BC, you know, he's a big-time producer. He's, matter of fact, the same producer who made Bees in the Trap. And so I was in a car with him, and the song was on. And, you know, some producers, they not actually hip to some of the new dance songs, so they really just focus on making their money and, you know, making beats for people. And so I looked at him, I was like, I bet you can't make a beat like that. So we get back to the studio. He's sitting up there messing with the keyboard and the screen and stuff, and we all just sitting in there vibing. We was like, man, this beat is sick. And so once he got finished, he turned around. You know, he looked. He was like, here go y'all beat. And so we was live because we thought he was making it for, like, five or somebody. And so we went to my little brother's house, Nico. He's the actual person behind the swing dance, you know, because went to his house, put the instrumental on, And really the only thing I did, like, he started dancing to it, like, just freestyling. And I wrote his dance into a song right there, like, right off the hook. And put it all together, and it was just missing a part. And I was like, hey, remember that swing battle battle part? And they was like, yo. And we added that part in it. And that's how that song came along. And we pushed it, you know, we went off to college and pushed it some more. And that's how the buzz started building up with Swing.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because, I mean, I was like, okay, like, you know, it got something, a catchy dance to it. And I said, I got to keep saying, like, people keep wanting to play this game and act like, you know, that when early hip-hop started, it wasn't fun. Like, Run DMC wasn't fun. Like, seriously, BC Boys, LL Cool J, you trying to tell me they weren't putting out fun tracks? And shoot, I mean, other people like, these are the breaks. Make it up, but come on, really? He was being real, but it was still a fun song. Like, so people didn't come on and miss me with this crap that everything got to be doom and gloom, man. Like, sorry, everybody's not sad all day long. And then the other track, Miss Snicker, you got to tell us about that one, which I know the first one, because then you got remix coming out too, but the original one got T-Wayne on it, which he making a lot of moves himself too. You know, kind of tell us about that track.
Yeah, with Miss Snicker, like, both of the songs really, you know, us just being goofy. Miss Snicker, we was at the Galleria in Houston, and we was all sitting down at the food court with A&R from Def Jam. Shout out to Anthony. We was just sitting down talking, and a group of girls walked by. And I looked, and I was like, man, they thicker than a Snicker. Because I always heard my daddy say it when I was a little boy, and I thought it was funny.
Old school phrase.
Yeah, that's where I got it from. And Anthony was like, man, that could be a hit song. You know, you need to make it a song. And I sat there for like 2 or 3 minutes, and I just started vibing with no beat. I was just vibing. And he asked him, he was like, you know, what he doing? And they was like, he finna make a song, and he finna sing it in a little bit. And so I sat there for a little bit more, and the hook came out, and we walked around the Galleria. We put it together, you know, me and my bros. We put it together, and I hit up my producer, GL, same guy who made Summertime, and he also made Loving You by Zero and Snoop Dogg. And I told him, I was like, man, I got this song, you know, I want you to work on. And gave him the beats that, you know, I wanted the same little tempo to. And he worked on it, shot me the beat back, went to the studio, and, you know, I hit up T-Wayne because, you know, me, T-Wayne, we like brothers. So I hit him up. I was like, bro, man, I got this song I want you to hop on. I let him hear it, shot me his verse, and put everything together.
Yeah, and that was a key movement there. That's like Dallas, Houston, you got that both those movements going on. You know, you can take over Texas, the college crowd. You can take over college crowds easily because you got, you know, you a lot of your stuff going on in TV, and then he has a lot of stuff going in UTA, UNT, TWU. I mean, it's just, you know, that's a crazy takeover. But you got to tell everybody about the other big, because a lot of people don't even know about this yet, but the other big move, the remix, you got to name everybody that's on the remix that must be coming out. Because I saw that, I was like, hey, he got almost everybody that's like hot in the college scene on that track.
Yeah, the remix is real stupid, man. I have Lil Ronnie on the track. I have ME on the track. Oh Boy Prince, Young Dre, DJ Toes, and Brook Gang, Amber Smoke. the list can really go on. I'm I'm still waiting on People Versus to get at me so I can go ahead and finish the remix.
I mean, it's crazy. I think I personally know most of the people that's on the track, too. That's crazy. I was like, hey, he got, like, everybody. And that's the thing, too, man. Like, a lot of collaborations, some people just don't really network in, you know, as far as, you know, with networking, because that's one of the big things a lot of artists don't do. You know, what's your personal advice to artists that just getting into it, or somebody that might, that's not even an artist yet, but has been thinking about it? You know, what's your personal advice to them as far as when they get ready to network, what's the necessary moves they need to make sure they do it the right way?
My point of view about that is the best way to network and to do the right moves is to go out and get it yourself. You know, having a manager, that's is great, you know, but you also want to stay active as well, right along with your manager. You want to go out and network with people, you know, so people can see your faces, you know, which is a mistake that, you know, I made coming up as an artist, you know, because for a while it was, you know, we was doing it by ourselves. You know, we had a little, you know, mentors and people that helped us here and there, but, you know, we wasn't just getting out and marketing ourselves, making people see our faces. People knew the song, but they didn't know our face. And so I would tell any upcoming artist, man, get out there, show your face, you know, let people know who you are. Don't go out trying to network and, you know, your stuff not together. You know, look professional. Handle the community the correct way when you go out trying to network. And, oh, when you're networking with other artists, you know, don't seem desperate. That's one thing I had to learn. Don't seem desperate, you know. Talk to them just, you know, like anybody else. Be cool with them. Chop it up with them. And let them know you about your business. And, I mean, that's the best advice I can give about that.
Now, I got to play devil's advocate on that because you just said something, you know, don't act desperate with them. Just talk to them. Now, what about the people that's out there that's being unapproachable? You know, they want you to be one of those groupie type people that, you know, you worship the ground they walk on. How do you recommend artists handle those type of people? Because there are people like that. Like, they feel like, you know, oh my God, I was on BET. I've arrived. That's not it. You know, that's cool. That's a big move. But you still got some more stuff to do. You ain't, I mean, until you make it. Because we got to think about it. Jay-Z made a million or something one time, and that wasn't enough for him, and he kept going, so he made some more, and he keep doing other stuff until he keep making some more on top of that. And you just got to have a thirst for that. And, you know, as far as, again, it goes back to what I was saying, how do you recommend those artists, those people who feel like you got to worship the ground they work on? How do you work around that kind of stuff? Because I know you done ran into a couple of them, and you didn't feel like you're like, you know what, you be having some not nice words to say about them.
I mean, actually, perfect example, Miss Mikey, the host that was on 106 and Park. You know, I was actually, you know, I knew her and everything before she was on 106 and Park. And to me, if it's somebody like Lil Wayne or Jay-Z, I still say be professional. Whatever you do, be professional about it. You know, I can't speak for everybody because I look at every person the same. You know, yeah, this person may have more money than, you know, this person do or whatever. You just still handle that person, like, on a professional way. To network with that person. If you have to go through their manager or if you have to let your manager talk to that person to handle the situation, then, you know, that's how you do it.
Okay. Hey, Fia, man. Okay. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to be back in a sec here on the show. And it's going to be actually after this track. The other track, we got to play Swing. So if we play Swing, of course, we got to play Snicker. So we'll go ahead and drop this Snicker, and then we'll be back after this track. So everybody sit tight. We're getting ready to open up the phone lines. We come back. So y'all get ready. The phone number to call is 347-202-0389. I'm going to call in, show some love, ask some questions, clown about some of the stuff we talked about in the hot mess, hot after dust section. We can talk about that too. So there you go. We'll be back with your boy JBJ and your boy Setty J right here on Life of the Dust Live.
I've been feeling all the chores, fitting a pill. I'ma go and buy a hammock. Come and buy your killer, go make me a sandwich. Keep my life itching, it's a boot and be damaged. They can't understand it, why it seems bogus. Maybe I'm so focused, these bulls just seem bogus. Burning down blunts and with a hand on the roaches. They jack my DNA and inject itself with some bullshit. The open or the close or the designated header. Took your kick, catch your kick, I got two kickers. Broke your kick, God, look, I'll jump your sister. My little pet mule was zippers all in it. You talk big for a little two pence to win. Go to Pentagon, cut the rent flames with every clip on my tongue. How you wanna get in? My rare or well done? I know I raw son, real fucking good. I'm twist like Bobby Wallin, like Whitney. No, that Britney might shave my dreads off. Coming off the top, it might take my head off. Bust that lid off. You hear how that thing sounds? That's like me in the booth when I'm getting down. 10-point mass at your ears. Have you getting down? Groove, pick you up like how the fuck you sitting down?
All right, we're back. We're back. We're back. It's your boy, Teddy J, and a special guest, JBJ in the building, right here on Life at the Dust Live. You know how we do it every Monday and Wednesday in the show. But, man, definitely, man, and this Snicker track is definitely hot. Hot. I've seen it, my own two eyes, what that track can do, actually rock a club. And I want to talk to you about, man, you know, you got this event coming up, man. You got this DJ I know that you DJ that's going to be DJing the event on this Friday, man. You got some the Summer Cool Down. Man, I know you're supposed to be performing at that, am I right?
Yes, sir. Summer Cool Down Friday. First time in the city, so I'm looking forward to rocking the stage.
Yeah. So y'all heard? Yay. Y'all heard? This is the first time. First time in the area. So DFW needs y'all to show him some love. When he's there, man, show him some love. Don't act brand new, acting doing the most or whatever. You know, have a good time like y'all known for doing, man. So can't wait to show you. Can't wait to make it do what it do, man. And that's crazy, man. I know you said you've been to Florida, everywhere. You said you're not been in the city, man. It's gonna be crazy, man. I hope. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Especially the type of event it is. That's all I wouldn't say. But but yeah, so man, I'm looking forward to it, man. Definitely, you know, it's one thing to hear the artists, but to see y'all perform the songs is a whole other thing. I know you got three live, they coming out too, the event, but it's gonna be crazy. So, man, it's gonna be a motion picture, man. I know people need to be in full effect. I didn't bring the paparazzi out, TMZ, man, try to get everybody else, media takeout, World Star Hip Hop. I didn't have them out there, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely gonna go down.
Yeah, shout out to my
crazy too, because we got some more. It's some Houston models hosting it too, so that's gonna be real crazy.
I seen that. What's their name again?
And the name of the group is JL Angels Modeling Group. The owner of it actually building the show. She's been in the show before. That was a crazy show, and man, got another one of them coming up later on in it. In this month, she's going to be in the show with an interview. And they all look nice, man. It's like opening up a bag of Skittles, because it's not just a black chick, a white chick, a Mexican chick. You get a little bit of everything. You get thick ones, slim ones, in between ones. It's like, I like that about them. Like, you can't put them in a bubble because they all get their own different look. So that's why I'm excited to make it, you know, watch this unfold. And I appreciate the fact, because anytime people want to come on a network and make something happen from a whole other city that's at least 4 hours away, that's love right there. That's all I got to say. Like, that's 4 hours. That's a 4 hour drive. For at least 4 hour drive. Because I know, because I didn't drove it before. drove to Houston, and we had to get that little Powerade slush and my little Sonic toaster. I get that. I'm good. I can make that drive. But man, it's, you know, I definitely appreciate y'all getting ready to come out, man. I know y'all going to turn up and turn out the event, so I can't wait to see it happen, man.
Yes, sir. We will be rocking the stage, and I'm just ready to have fun and, you know, to see everybody enjoy themselves. You can also be looking out for me and my bros, 3 Live, dropping the track soon.
Okay. I know that's got to eventually happen. I knew that was, like, bound to happen. I was like, I mean, you got y'all in the same manager. It's only due time it was going to make some sense. So, okay. Now, as far as, like, kind of giving people a little preview of what they are going to see, like, when you perform, like, what's your whole energy that you bring when you get ready to perform somewhere? Like, are you one of those people that just stand there in one spot and just go, yeah, and then do it? Because some people don't care if it's a dance track or not. They still going to stay in the same spot, and they're not going to really do too much moving around. Like, what kind of person are you when you perform? Like, you one of the people that moving all across the world and got to be all in people's face? Like, how are you when you perform?
Well, before I even perform, like, probably that whole day, I just meditate and I play my tracks over and over and over again. And I just visualize myself on stage, you know, doing different stuff. So by the time I hit the stage, it's like I'm full of energy and, like, I'm doing different stuff. One minute I may be, you know, rapping to a female, you know, while I'm doing my verse, you know, or the next minute I may be just, you know, going across the stage from here and there, or, you know, looking at my partner, you know, rapping. And just, you know, I do different stuff, you know, depending on the mood of the club and seeing how everybody else vibing and stuff. You know, that's how I decide how I perform.
Okay. All right. So I got a taste of what's going to happen. Now, as far as, like, take inspirations in the industry and people who you look up to the most, let's limit to that 5. 5 people that you know that definitely, you know, you look at and say, man, okay, when I start elevating my career to another level, I won't be like that person. Who are those 5 people?
Top 3 off tops will be my producer, BC, other producer, GL, G-Love Can Be Done. And my third person would be, you know, like I said, my older brother, which had already made it on BET, which is DJ Husky. The last two, I'll say Jay-Z, and I would say T.I.
Okay. But, you know, T.I. got the reality show, everything, you know, so they both making some moves.
Yeah, the reason I speak of T.I. because T.I. is a family man. You know, he's about business, you know, and he handles himself in a real good way. And so when I look at T.I. and stuff, that's the type of person, you know, I want to be. You know, he also does his music, but at the same time, he still takes care of his family.
Right. You see, you know, it's like crazy. That's what I was talking about earlier. I was watching this, you know, watching his reality show, trying to look at it. You know, that's one of the reality shows you can look back as a black person and say, man, they're making us look good, man. It's good. It's a good, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, there was an old, man, for reality shows. But some of them are actually good. Some of them are actually very positive. And that show, they, you know, they get into mischievous things, but it's all clean. At the end of the day, it's not nothing like you can look, watch at the end of the show and go, hey, man, they just did that. Man, we just took back all sorts of back another whatever many years. And, man, well, you know, I got to put you on the spot on something. It's, you didn't expect this question to come at you. And that's, you know, what do you think about chicks, you know, that feel they got to get ass shot, you know, they got to get implants, they got to get breast implants or whatnot. What's your take on that? You know, I got, it's like so many different things I got to say about that, that it's like a freaking supreme pizza when I got ideas how I feel about it. So, you know, what's like your thought process on that? I know, of course, you know, you're making the song to see, you know, chicks that are thicker than a Snicker. You know, what about the people that ain't quite, that's imitation chocolate, per the say?
Well, for those people, man, all I can say is, you know, love yourself, love your body. You don't have to get ass shots. You don't got to get breast implants. I mean, to be honest, you know, I like big girls. But I really prefer, you know, skinny females and like that. So I don't have a problem with a female who's lacking something in the back, and you know, or who's lacking in the front, you know, because it's really I can't really say what I really want to say. But
you should have really can't say what you mean. Man, this is. I can't wrong. You can say what you gotta say if you want. Let's put it that way.
I mean, because at the end of the day, like, you not hitting, you know, you hitting what between her legs. So all that other stuff, I mean, a female can be thick as she wants to and can have the worst coochie in the world.
Yep.
And so it's like, to me, all that don't matter. You know, it looks good, you know what I'm saying, but that's it. It's, I mean, it just depends on the person. Like, some females can pull it off. They thick, you know, they got that good, and, you know, they A1. Some females can
be skinny. I know on both sides of the spectrum, the skinny chicks who's man, and the thick chicks that's, man, so you say it really don't. It just really don't matter, man. Like people sit here and try to, you know. It's, I mean, yes, you know, it's kind of, you know, I've read it. You know, that preference doesn't bug me as much as the light skin, dark skin thing. That drives me nuts. Light skin, dark skin. I don't care. At the end of the day, cut the lights off. Everybody's dark skin.
Yeah.
Everybody's dark skin, them lights go off. So all that full shit is just light skin, dark skin, I ain't trying to hear it.
Yeah, I really, you know, really everybody, it's a lot of beautiful women out there. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, I think as a little kid, I always remember my mama saying, you must be colorblind or something, because I always dated the light-skinned female. Or the mixed females, you know. But as I got older, you know, I start seeing, you know, it's, you know, it is some pretty brown skin and dark skin females out there. So, you know, I think it's just some people, when they do the light skin, dark skin stuff, they haven't reached that mature level yet to where they just don't understand, like, what they really saying. Because at the end of the day, we all, you know, family, we all black, and, you know, it's really not a big difference.
Right. Because there's a difference between talking, like you said, like for me, like I tell people, there's a difference between you just happen to ironically talk to light-skinned people, and a lot of people you talk to are really light-skinned, and you personally picking them as a preference, like you purposely going for light-skinned people, you know, that's a whole other thing. And, like, I'm like, wow, like, it doesn't make any freaking sense. Like you said, man, it's a beautiful woman. I'll say, man, you realize anything. In the end of the day, you're still a black woman. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess that's been a thing with me for the longest. I'm just, like, I guess it's one of my weaknesses, you know, light-skinned women and mixed females. But, you know, like you said, man, we all women, you know, dark, light-skinned, bright.
The lights go off, they are the same. Tell me the lights, the same lights go off. Oh, man. Now, all right, man, so... As we get ready to come to the close in a bit, man, I just want you to go ahead and let everybody know how they can keep up with what you got going on, you know, the links, all that stuff, man. Let them know.
Repeat that for me one time.
Let everybody know where they can find you at, like your links, like social networks and all that. You know, how they can keep up with what you got going on.
Okay. You can follow me on Instagram. It's just Being J. Cole. That's J. Cole, J-C-O-B-E. Not J. Cole. People get it mixed up all the time. It's just Being J. Cole underscore JBJ. And you can also follow me on Twitter at I am J. Cole JBJ.
Yep, you're not lying. It's as simple as it sounds. There ain't no rocket science to it. As simple as it sounds. And shoot, man, I definitely, again, man, I want to thank you, man. I want to thank Taylor first off, man. You know, without Taylor, I wouldn't know about 3Live, came to the show. I wouldn't know about you. And between, you know, you and her, man, definitely nothing but a lot of love coming from your direction. Been very humble. Heck, I remember the first day I talked to you. You went on some extra Hollywood stuff. I was talking to you. It was like real cool. And you was like real humble about it. Hey, I appreciate you for showing me some love. And I got in the beginning, like I said, the reason why I say, again, showing some love to Taylor, because I hate these managers out here. It's one thing to protect your artist or your client or whatever, but doing the most, it pisses. It makes your client miss out an opportunity when you're doing the most just to show that, oh, well, we know how to turn people down. Okay, it's cool now to turn people down, but how good are you at booking people? If you're just as good at turning people down, that's not really proving anything. So I appreciate you having a good manager, too.
Yeah, Taylor is a wonderful manager. Like, most of this stuff that's going on right now, you know, Taylor has, you know, did it. And I really appreciate her for everything that she's doing and the moves that, you know, we'll be making together in the future. Like I told her, man, when that big deal comes, I'm letting the label know I still want her as my manager because, you know, she's the person that really gave it that extra push to get me where I'm at right now.
That's what's up, man. You know, and definitely that's how you're supposed to do it, man. A lot of people don't do that. There's certain people that's been holding you down in your circle and that's truly holding you down still. They're the people you need to show the love to first, man. Like, real talk. Think about that before you make the next move. So, again, man, I thank you for coming to the show. I will remind our listeners that's listening, right? You came in late. Or, you know, you was here the whole time, but you want to hear it again and share it with your friends or whatnot. You can always listen to the shows at blogtalkradio.com/SEDDYJ. That's C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. You can also tune into it on iTunes. Search the Dust Spot Radio Network on iTunes. Yes, it has changed. It's no longer Life at the Dust Live on iTunes. It is Dust Spot Radio Network. On iTunes, subscribe to that. If you already subscribed to Life at Dust Live, you're automatically subscribed to Dust Live Radio. This should give y'all the updates. Because some of you are freaking out, and I told them that. They was like, no! And you can check it out at dustspot.com as well, DUSKSPOT.com. You can check it out there. You can listen to the show as much as you want. Show some love. Send the next person and let them hear it. Send that person, let them hear it. Just keep it going. And definitely, man. I can't wait to see this Friday, man. Make it do what it do. And heck, man, that's the only one thing, man. reminding everybody doing what you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned into the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, City J. Check out tomorrow's show on Dust 5 Radio Network with Sequela. And then, you know, Life of the Dust Live, we are the kid on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we got On the Fly. So check out all those great shows. We do a big Monday through Thursday with three great shows. So check them out. And again, man, I appreciate you, man.
All right, no problem. JBJ, salute.
Peace.